All you Stan fans, listen close to me. If you listen to, if you love Nas, okay, if you've listened to his music over the years and his verses, the things that he's introduced, whether it be because he's a hack or because he's truly knowledgeable, mm-hmm. have enlightened you, have moved you, have made, helped you grow. Yo, bet to you, son. Love him for that, kid. Don't ever let nothing. I'm not trying to take none of that from you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not doing that, B. I would never disrespect. And don't take me saying what I'm saying about this man at this present time as a slight to what he may have done to you over these years, for you over these years.
So what?
That's not where I'm coming from, Paul. Allah is my witness. I'm not saying that. I would not, and that's not where I'm coming from, Paul. From the heart. But at the same token, I'd be goddamned if I'm gonna sit and let anybody say something about my people that I take offense to, and not if I got the voice to speak on it, not say something. My whole career is, but what I'm known for is that, is it not? What was my first song? Y'all should all get this. My first video, I'm putting all these rappers on the video. Like what?
Yeah. And now let's see it. Let's shift up gears because I don't want to make the whole interview about your opinion of Nas. Because to me, I mean, the album Hood Treason,
you got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck. For sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it. I'm digging it. That's, and so I want to go ahead and get into, you know, you a little bit. So let's.
And before we go, let me just say on that. Let me just say one more thing on that mess, because I want to kind of bring something around that I didn't quite bring around.
Okay.
What I was saying about the whole Source Fluff piece is that these producers was bigging up how ill a lyricist he was, how incredible he was as a lyricist. And that was what set the tone for Nas to be the illest lyricist. Because he was the illest lyricist of all time on his first album, to hear them say it. And them producers did what anybody would do when you do a project or when you work for a project, just like actors do when they do a movie and they go on a press junket, and what do? They say, oh, you know, this was, you know, what was it? They say, what's your favorite movie that you worked on? He said, oh, this one I just did just now was the greatest movie I ever did. Oh, I just, you know, I just took it somewhere new.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the director? Oh, the director was incredible. I mean, he just had to do such great work, and he just allowed me to bring this actor and just push me. This, you know, that's what they always say. That's part of the hustle of this industry.
I feel you.
So that's how that was established, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that that is a burden that no man should have to shoulder, that he has had to shoulder respectfully,
since the
that
beginning.
He's had to shoulder.
Yeah.
And to sometimes he has been able to, let's say, utilize it for his own benefit.
Okay.
And this particular project, he's been able to ride off it because it's a bullshit project. Nigga is, Be a Nigga 2 is a bullshit song. It's whack. Lyrically, it's garbage.
Yeah, now I'll say that. I was disappointed lyrically. I thought his timing, his delivery to me was kind of sloppy. Not what I'm accustomed to hearing from now. Yeah, I wasn't that into it. The production is, I like the beat. I'm feeling the track.
I thought the beat was garbage because, let me tell you something. As we segue to Hood Treason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hood Treason, the warm-up album, right? That many people still haven't heard, that's being re-released on July 8th. Baby Grand Records, they just picked it up, and you know what I'm saying, so they want to re-release it, you dig it?
Mm-hmm.
That album had 13 songs on it. The police officers shot Sean Bell, they just got off scot free. The dude that shot him 31 times, loaded and reloaded, bomb, bomb.
Yeah, and
got off scot free, not even a reckless endangerment charge, and you know, you on fire. And I don't want to feel that way, Paul.
And we
people calling me up, NY Oil. What should we do, NY Oil?
Yeah.
Me? I'm supposed to tell you? And I don't have no answer for them. And I'm saying, yo, so what am I fighting for, B? To be angry? I'm fighting because I just want a better place for my children, Paul.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to have to go outside and be worried about getting snuffed out, blooded out, clipped out.
Yeah, so I want to talk about, I want to talk about that because honestly, just about maybe 10 minutes ago,
before
we talked to you, we were discussing that, and I'm directly the fact that they even beat the reckless endangerment is beyond me. Let alone the other charges.
Hey,
so go ahead.
In my city, Lansing, Michigan, 6 months ago, a police got sentenced to jail time.
Yes,
for reckless endangerment, just for speeding after somebody trying to elude the police.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers put 50 shots into a car,
and a couple went into a couple houses, I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Motherfucker reload 31 shots from the white cop. That means he reloaded. He don't got no Mac. He had a Glock with 16 shots in the clip. That means he reloaded, shot almost a whole nother clip, and he still didn't get a reckless endangerment.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a problem with that. Something is going on.
No problem is with that.
Say again.
And I swear to God, yo, it's a lot of my witness. I'm not trying to throw no unnecessary swipe. But that's what happens when you look at yourself as a nigga and you carry yourself like one. That's why niggas floated on the, for a week on the streets of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That's why niggas die in Darfur. That's why a nigga get dragged behind a pickup truck till he ain't nothing but remains. That's why niggas get locked up in Gina, Louisiana, for being fed up at somebody hanging nooses and jump on the table and just call what niggas da, 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 and then they see the dude, now they got to get locked up.
Yeah.
A team, you know what I'm saying? That's why 49 people died in Chicago in like a weekend. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why a reverend like Reverend Wright can't say what's true in living without them throwing up at this mulatto, you know, because everybody thinks he's the first black president. Not too black and white.
Yeah.
It's this mixed man who have an opportunity, who have an African heritage and a white heritage, to be presidents, a totally new age in our time, that they can't find nothing else to talk about